May 1989. Voici Val. Il est malheureux. As a recent step up in responsibility, Myron let Val loose solo on small install jobs. There he was one morning in an acupuncturist's office attached to a three-story home. The crushed stone on the driveway was level and neat enough to be raked daily. By the front door, Val saw a sundial nestled among irises. It lied about the time. Myron had told him to push the equalizer as indispensable. The needle man had waffled and declined it at the store. Then Myron arrived at the residence when he said he wouldn't, and learned that Val hadn't brought up the equalizer. Outside on the stone, he berated Val for this neglect. Val protested that he liked to finish the setup first, then demonstrate how neatly the component fit above the receiver. Myron wanted none of the explication. It is 10:30 a.m. on a Tuesday, and now Val, upbraided and unhappy, drives the bronchitic Nova not back to the store but home. A corpse sprawls across his front lawn. A tree was overwhelmed by snow in the winter. At the time, Val was thankful it hadn't fallen on the house. The roof looked fatigued enough. He couldn't explain the house's accelerated senescence. It had been hale when his mom was here, but now it was undeniably decrepit, especially when viewed through the untended rhododendron and compared in wide angle to the adjacent groomed abodes. He has five boarders now, James, Richie, and three guys named Billy who don't hold regular jobs. They all pay nominal rent irregularly, sickening Val because his savings account is light and his wallet is lighter. Trash disposal had become problematic, notably in the kitchen, and Val stayed long hours in the garage. He turns on the radio and the speakers pipe in a choppy ham operator monologue. His receiver sometimes picks up itinerant signals. Sometimes it transmits what sounds like a cyborg humpback whale cry. The phone is ringing inside, so, avoiding the putrid kitchen, he races in the front door and takes the call in his bedroom. Val. Hello? Eleanor. Hello, Val? Val. Yeah, hi. Eleanor. Ça va? Val. Yeah, ça va. Eleanor. Just wanted you to know that I talked to your mom. Val. Okay, did you tell her I said hi? Eleanor. No, she got a call from one of your neighbors. Val. Someone died? Eleanor. No, they were calling about the house. Val. Why? Eleanor. They were complaining to your mom that it's an eyesore. Val. It's not that bad. Eleanor. Could it be a little better? Val. Look, I don't have the time to reshingle the roof, okay? I work 6 days a week for Diddley Squat, and I have to beg the Billies every month for a little cash to get me by. Eleanor. Je sais, c'est difficile. Val. No, you don't know how difficult it is, and my mom doesn't either. Eleanor. Don't be defensive. There's a big tree down on your front lawn? Val. Yeah, there's a big tree down, and it costs like $500 for someone to remove it. I don't have that kind of scratch right now. Eleanor. Maybe there's another solution. Your mom was upset. I'm just reporting. Val. Next report, tell her I said hi. He hangs up and sits on his bed. Eleanor's tone disturbed him. And she was plotting with his mom, whose tone of late had also disturbed him. They'd become edgy, suspicious about his job, his boarders, and his nighttime activities. They were simultaneously supportive and unsupportive. The main thing was, he didn't want his mom upset about the house, in light of her ownership status and bill-paying custom. If he saw the tree up, he could move it. That would quell the neighbors. He ventures down the stairs, holding his breath past the kitchen and den, each containing a Billy, and then into the basement. He yanks the chain to the light bulb. You forgot how cool the temperature is down here. There are many lamps and separate lampshades. Photo albums, paperbacks, blankets, a crib. There's the air hockey table behind cartons of stuff his mom didn't bring to Florida. But he's not here for the museum. He turns left and passes the wall of paneling, flicking a wall switch. A dusty workbench hibernates underneath a wide variety of tools mounted on shelves. This was his dad's space for those few years when he lived here. Val takes down a heavy saw and clamps its handle on the vise attached to the bench. There's an oil applicator within reach, and he lubes the tool, wiping it with a petrified rag. He takes down and lubes another thinner saw, in case one serves the task better. Behind him are two cabinets with small drawers. Fishing lures, sections of rods, unidentifiable boating accessories, magazines, a bottle of Jack Daniels, a third drunk. In a bottom drawer, there's a rock carved with DVJ, the initials of his dad, Dennis Val Jean Val. Val's parents had separated before his dad died, when Val was three, and he has no memories of him. There's the substance of a man to be conjured here, but the tree needs to be cut and carted away. The tree must be sawn. In 3 hours, the tree was indeed sawn. One of the billies came out and volunteered to locate a wheelbarrow and cart the pieces away. Val acquiesced as he interpreted the boarder's gesture as a way of foregoing or stalling his measly rent. Myron's outburst and his present lack of cash gnaw at him. He decides to go for a ride and wheels out his mountain bike from the garage. It was pre-owned. James gave it to him for $50 from the shop he worked at, and shared little beside two wheels with the obsolete Schwinn that Val rode as a kid. That yellow bicycle had a banana seat, red pennant on a stick, and a fat, treadless rear tire. James owns three new bikes, all specialty alloy and fanged rubber. He'd caught the off-road bug big time and was selling a lot of bikes. The sudden romance echoed his immersion into his earlier investment telemarketing career, which soured after a few months over conscience and commissions. James went off with a gang of impulsive, adventuring co-workers every weekend to ride or practice an adjunct sport, such as rock climbing or skydiving. In 1 month alone, James went skydiving 20 times. One Monday, he took Val, who dreaded it, enjoyed it, and ultimately didn't want to do it again. Now here is Val, grimy from the yard work, pedaling under the afternoon sun to the South Shore, to the beach, to the Atlantic.
Do they care if you use them all today? Come closer, love.